Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. I see you've brought something interesting about NVIDIA.
That's right, Alice. The Trump administration has relaxed restrictions on exporting a key AI product to China, and it's sending NVIDIA shares up 4%.
Oh, that's significant. So what exactly did the administration do?
They've given assurances to NVIDIA that they will approve licenses for the H20 chip, and the company hopes to resume deliveries soon.
Wow, that's a big shift, but why is this happening?
Well, it looks like a combination of factors. The company has been lobbying intensively in both the US and Chinese capitals.
Yeah, and their CEO, Jensen Huang, has been meeting with key officials on both sides.
Exactly. He's even in Beijing right now, meeting with Premier Li Qiang, which would be the most senior Chinese official he's met to date.
That's quite a big move. What does this mean for NVIDIA's position in the market?
It's a boost for them, for sure. The H20 chip had been designed to comply with previous export controls, but Washington had blocked sales to China in April.
And that led to some financial impact, right?
Yes, NVIDIA had to report a $4.5 billion charge in its April quarter due to excess inventory.
Wow, that's a hefty sum. So what's next for NVIDIA?
They're planning to release a new China-specific AI chip that's fully compliant with US export rules.
That sounds like a smart move. And what about the new RTX Pro GPU?
The new RTX Pro GPU will lack some of NVIDIA's most advanced technologies, but it's still a strong offering for the Chinese market.
I see. So it's a balancing act between compliance and competitiveness.
Exactly. And it's clear that Huang is trying to navigate this delicate situation carefully.
What's the reaction from the US government?
The White House and US Department of Commerce didn't immediately respond to requests for comment.
So we're left with just NVIDIA's statements and the market's reaction.
That's right. And the market seems to be taking it positively, with shares rising to $170.22, inches early trading on Wall Street.
That's impressive. It's interesting to see how the US-China tech competition is playing out here.
Absolutely. And with the H20 chip still in demand, despite its lower power, it shows there's a strong market for these products in China.
Right, and the DeepSeek R1 model in January really boosted AI usage there.
Yes, and it's clear that NVIDIA is trying to maintain its leadership in AI while complying with export controls.
That's a tough balance to strike, but it seems like they're managing it for now.
For now, we'll have to keep an eye on how this plays out in the coming months.
Agreed. Thanks for breaking this down, Lewis.
My pleasure. It's always good to see companies finding ways to navigate these complex geopolitical landscapes.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for joining us on UK Business Morning.
Stay tuned for more updates next week. Have a great day.